Sports broadcasters might show 1,000 hours of live content in a year. The Olympic Games, they're showing thousands of hours in 2 weeks.
From first live broadcast to first color live broadcast to HD to 3D, the Olympic Games has a history of being first and driving innovation.
It's not only a sporting event, it's also a cultural and political event. And we know that we're going to have many people watching it on our TV channels and also, of course, on all of our digital platforms.
As we were growing our London 2012 solution, Microsoft was growing Azure Media Services.
Delta Trey works in the sports business. We bring together video, sometimes many video streams, along with relevant real-time synchronized data at the absolute highest level of international sports for athletics, for football, for rugby, for Olympics, for other multi-sport events. Sports rights are the most valuable content that are available to a broadcaster right now. They spend a lot of money on it. Whether they be a public broadcaster such as BBC or France TV, who is trying to offer great value to the citizens of the country, or a commercial broadcaster who is trying to generate a return on the high rights fees paid, their objective is to offer an engaging service to the sports fan in their country.
The aim there was to give the public the ability to watch anything they wanted.
This was a labor of love. We felt a responsibility, and not just in digital, across the consortium, to deliver Canadians the best Olympic experiences that they have ever seen.
Working with great infrastructure and delivery, Microsoft Azure was very, very helpful for us delivering to France and Spain and Canada and Brazil and many other countries who for the first time had the chance to select from at least 10, if not 15, if not 50 live channels of Olympic content.
And because we use adaptive streaming, for every single live video, there were 8 channels of video created at different stream levels. Our task is to bring this complex, very compelling, happening at the same time in 40 different places to the users worldwide in different languages and on all digital platforms. The crucial part where Microsoft helps us with Azure Media Services is the Origin servers. Origin servers in the Azure cloud were able to sustain all the traffic that was generated by, we estimated, almost 1 billion users worldwide for these Olympics.
You've got to be able to watch great sporting competition live. And we did that. Canadian Consortium, they were terrific, showing everything available online.
The ability to leverage Azure to be able to essentially publish once and distribute broadly was a real game changer for us.
The time when one event was exclusively a TV event is finished.
Because there are thousands of hours of sporting competition in the Olympic Games. And if you have 10 hours a day on TV times 17 days, you have at best 10%, if not 5% of the available sporting competition.
If you look at digital platforms, overall the figure was 2,300 hours of live coverage, including the 300 hours that you had on our channels.
3 primary ways people consume video during the Olympic Games: live content, on demand, long form, and also highlights. Now the challenge with highlights is trying to get those available to the fan quickly. For the London Games, the first most important one for me was France TV, where they showed thousands of hours of content across all platforms.
As an editor, it was absolutely essential to me that we're able to access the videos very, very quickly and put it online within a matter of seconds.
And a lot of that was enabled through the partnership between Delta Trey and Microsoft and the evangelizing of the Azure services for video encoding.
Once the live video is available on the Origin server, it's immediately available for the editors. The magic of this solution is that the same smooth streaming video that was reaching people in France for a certain client was also reaching the same client in Canada and in other countries.
Their editors were able to immediately make available a highlight within moments after the event has been run.
The Delta Trey strategy is more and more to use services like Microsoft Azure Media Services.
As the TV industry begins to adopt more to a digital workflow, which is enabled by services like Azure, we're hoping that people can open their minds to understand that it isn't that difficult if you have the right tools in place.
There is a need to manage the peaks, obviously without paying for a long time, something that you need for, in this case, 17 days. For some other events, even one night or one week. So in sport, the fact that you have to do peak management in terms of resources you want to allocate and effort is crucial.
We're under such pressure from an advertising perspective to get those dollars that any cost that we can drive out of the business go right to the bottom line. So the ability to have partners like Microsoft and DeltaTrade help us drive that bottom line profitability is key to our ability to monetize sport. It isn't an Olympic phenomenon. It's one of the core challenges that face digital media in general.
DeltaTrade with Microsoft proved that together we were able to deliver the London Olympic Games to the greater depth and scale across many platforms, across many geographies, than's ever been done before. And frankly, if you can deliver the London Games, you can deliver anything.